The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
My name is Kitty, and over there we have...
Ronaldo.
And on the phone right now, we should have Sarah. Good morning, hi. Sarah.
Hiya.
Good morning, Kitty. Good morning.
Now, Sarah, tell us who you are and what you're doing.
My name's Sarah Stringer, and I'm the manager of the a newly opened vaccination centre at Newport, the Riverside Centre on the Isle of Wight.
Welcome.
Ooh. Welcome.
Now, tell us what it is that you're doing over there and the key messages that people need to know if they're coming for their COVID vaccinations.
Absolutely. Yes, so we're vaccinating the island community here. We're doing our 70 pluses. People would have got a letter, so everybody that's coming today would have got a letter through the national system. They would have gone online or phone 119 to book their appointment, and then they would have come to see us and we would have vaccinated them.
Excellent. Now, how many patients have you seen so far today?
Oh, it's really difficult to say, but they're coming thick and fast, which is absolutely fantastic. The response has been amazing. We're hoping eventually when we get going to be on about 520 a day. We're going to be open 7 days a week, 8 till 8. But at the moment, a bit of a slow start, so we get the hang of everything. But it's going really, really well. Brilliant response. Some fantastic volunteers, local volunteers here. It's just amazing.
That's wonderful. Now, I hope you're all well yourself and making sure that you have plenty of fluids to drink, the people who are working today.
Yes. We've got plenty of fluids, teas and coffees. Sandwiches, you name it, we've got it. We're all looking after each other.
That's
brilliant.
Wonderful.
Absolutely brilliant.
I think everybody is just so grateful. Did you have a question, Ron?
How long have you got to work for over the day?
Well, today we're not open fully, but normally we're going to be open between 8 and 8 when we get going on full throttle. So it's quite a long day, but we've got some amazing nurses and volunteers that are all helping out. So it's fantastic.
Do you come from the island, or have you been?
Oh yes, I'm born and bred.
Very good.
yes, born and
so
bred.
So you haven't got to go far then.
No. I live very local.
Oh, that's very good. Well, thank you for what you're doing. It's a great, great job you're doing. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. It's fantastic to be able to do this for our local community. It's part of my community, so I'm so thrilled.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, brilliant.
Now, I must say that the coming in, you have to go via C-Close if you're coming in a car.
That's right.
And
yes,
there are two great people down there that are asking you who you are and where you're going and all that sort of thing. And they're very, very welcoming. I just need to say that because we passed them both this morning in each of our cars.
Yeah, very good. Yes, very nice people.
Oh, good.
And
I'm great.
Also,
we've got some fantastic volunteers.
Indeed. Now, did you have any other messages that you'd like to give out to people?
Well, really, stay safe. Look after yourself. You know, this is a great community on the island. We want to look after each other. Keep social distancing. And when you get that letter, please book in and get your vaccine. Just to let people know that slots will be being opened on a daily basis, so you will be able to get vaccinated on the Isle of Wight. So please don't think you can't. We are absolutely here to meet your needs, working really closely with our GP colleagues as well in the hospital. So really, really working well together.
Well, what happens if a person gets a letter and unfortunately can't get there? Is there any other systems that are in case they can't get themselves there?
If we've obviously got options for drop-off points for taxis for disabled. We're also working with the Optio car service.
All right.
So there's an opportunity for people to phone that number, which I'm really sorry I don't have off the top of my head.
Okay.
But that service will come and pick somebody up and bring them for no charge down to the centre.
That's brilliant.
I know this because my husband's one of the volunteers.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so
thank
that's all
you.
Working really well.
Thank you
so much for everything you're doing, Sarah. And thank you so much to your volunteers and absolutely everybody that is having an involvement with the vaccination centre. Now, can we phone you another day, perhaps, and speak to you?
Absolutely.
See how things are going?
Yeah, of course. That's
super. So if you could just say again how people can find out more about...
So they will get a letter through the post that will be inviting them to an appointment, and they'll be asked to either go online, and that's all the information is there, or ring 119 and make that appointment. When they make their appointment, they'll also be asked to make their second follow-up appointment, just to make sure that we don't miss anybody.
That's wonderful.
It's a really simple, real simple system.
Well, thank you again for absolutely everything that anybody involved is doing, and we will be speaking to you soon, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy time next door.
Not at all, not at all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Thank you. Bye.